Left for Dead. Written by Samantha and Lawrence Barlow with Sue Williams and read by Miranda Nation. Wednesday morning, 13th of May 2009, she's on her way to take a fitness test to re-qualify for her part-time role in the Operations Support Group, which provides support for the riot squad. She knows she'll pass with ease. Almost as soon as her son Ben was born last October, she resumed the rigorous training regime she'd followed almost all her life. Knowing that in a force still largely dominated by men, she's always determined to do at least as well, if not better, than the best of them. This time it's been a tough call to find the time to regain her peak physical shape, but somehow she's managed. That spell of maternity leave proved incredibly busy. As well as looking after the kids, Samantha sat for and passed the second and third sets of exams for promotion to inspector, often getting up at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. to study while the children were asleep. On the days Lawrence, already an inspector, was off, she'd go into the spare bedroom to work, pretending to Lily that she was at the station and keeping up the charade by calling her at mid-morning to talk to her on the phone, and slamming the front door at around 1 p.m. and walking in as if she'd just arrived home. During her leave, the family also moved out of Lawrence's house in one Wollongong suburb and into a rental home in another, while that was sold. Then, when Ben was just 6 weeks old, they moved again into the dream home they had just built on the site of an old red brick cottage Samantha had owned for years in southern Sydney. While it's more than halved their travel time to work, from a drive of an hour and a half to the city to one of just 30 minutes on a good day, it's been hard going. The couple are mortgaged up to the eyeballs, and the house feels terribly empty with little furniture and a big backyard that's not much more than a quagmire of mud. In order to raise a little extra money, both husband and wife are working overtime for a security company the police are aligned with to help make ends meet. Samantha has already worked one extra shift for them at Fox Studios that first weekend and has signed up for several more. But hopefully, if she becomes an inspector in October, that will mean a not insignificant $25,000 increase on her annual salary, which will provide welcome relief, as well as a different location for work and fresh and exciting challenges. "We're no different to any other couple starting out with a young family," says Lawrence, 45 at the time. "Money's tight, but you're happy to make sacrifices. We'd liked living in Wollongong, where we'd started our married life, but moving to southern Sydney cut our daily travel time to work by an hour each way. We knew the new house was a stretch, but we've both always been hard workers, and we knew it was going to be difficult at first, but it would get easier with time."